Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
One heck of a repair bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There is a major glitch in the Xbox 360, and it'll cost Microsoft at least $1 billion to fix it. A hardware problem causes the computer game console to shut down. Gamers are calling it the Red Ring of Death, because three lights in the console begin flashing if there's a problem. This could be one of the most expensive warranty repairs in history. The Xbox 360 is the most popular game console in the U.S. It was a mixed day for the stock market yesterday. The Dow slipped 11 to 13,565. The S&P picked up a fraction to 1525. We had gains in Apple and Research in Motion lifting the NASDAQ higher by 11 to 2656. Overnight, the Chinese stock market moved higher, but in Japan, the Nikkei fell 0.5%. In Europe, shares are mixed in the early going. Today, the market will focus on the June employment report. More than 1,000 business leaders are gathering in Geneva this week. They're attending a UN-sponsored conference on corporate social responsibility. One of the things getting attention is a report today linking ethical business practices to higher profits. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The report takes the pulse of what it calls responsible globalization. It ranks more than 100 countries based on everything from climate policy to labor rights and corporate governance. Those with the highest standards are also the most competitive on the global marketplace. Not surprisingly, the U.S. and several European nations top the list. But the report's co-author, Simon Zadek of the nonprofit firm Accountability, says the U.S.'s spot as a global powerhouse is under threat. The reason? Its inability to put a price on greenhouse gas emissions.
That means that America's own restructuring process, its basis for international competitiveness, will move more slowly than if carbon pricing was pushed up domestically more quickly.
The economic stakes couldn't be higher. Zadek says by 2050, the market for so-called responsible trade could be worth around $750 billion. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Consumer protection authorities are recalling three more Chinese-made products for children. Toy necklaces and earrings were found to contain dangerously high levels of lead. They've also recalled a magnetic building block toy distributed by Kip Brothers of Indiana. The Chinese have been struggling to tackle their manufacturing problems. They've also got a huge issue with pollution. And now something that may help. Plans for an eco-city on a huge island about an hour ferry ride from Shanghai. Not sure how it's going to stop the fumes coming from the mainland. The size of the island is about what you'd see at Manhattan. The demonstration city, as they call it, will eventually host about 500,000 people. Conventional cars will not be allowed in the center, and the city will capture and purify water. This is one of nine cities planned to relieve the overcrowding in Shanghai. Almost 20 million people live there. In Europe, fashion tastes are changing. A new report says clothing sales are down in many countries once synonymous with style. Instead, European consumers are spending more on tech gadgets. But there's still a bright spot for clothing retailers. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
If you've ever had the chance to experience the quality of an Italian suit, this next stat won't surprise you. Italians still spend more on clothes than anyone else in the European Union. But they spent 3% less in 2006 than they did 5 years ago. New data from Verdict Research found the top six EU markets are negative to flat in fashion sales. Company analyst Maureen Hinton says it's the former Eastern Bloc countries, like Lithuania, Poland, and Latvia, that are taking up the slack.
Our mature markets are slowing down, but the new entrants to the EU are the ones that are really looking for new excitement for new retailers, and it's where the opportunities lie.
Hinton says combined clothing sales in the EU's 10 newest member states jumped by more than a fifth in the past 3 years. Slovakians alone upped their clothing expenditures by more than 35%. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
What do you expect to pay if you're caught speeding? If you're a motorist in Virginia, the fine could be as much as $3,500. A new law on the books this week was put in place to raise about $65 million for road improvements. As you might expect, not everyone's happy about it, as Jeremy Hobson reports.
Even before this week, Virginia had some of the most expensive traffic tickets in the nation, among them up to $2,500 for going 20 miles over the speed limit. Now add another mandatory fine of $1,050, and as Richard Diamond puts it,
it ranks at the top.
Diamond is the editor of the newspaper.com, which monitors transportation issues. He says other states, such as New Jersey and Texas, have also increased fines, but not as much as Virginia. And he says studies have shown that higher fines are not an effective way to get people to drive safely.
This was about closing a funding gap, raising revenue without calling it a tax.
That's not the way Republican Dave Albo sees it. He's the state delegate who authored the Virginia bill. He says it's not just about money.
I go by three roadside memorials to get to my office every day. Every single one of them were caused by people speeding and losing control of their car.
Even if the new charges don't get people to slow down, Albo says he has a responsibility to raise money for roads. He originally thought about raising everyone's license fee.
But why is it fair that a person who gets a just occasional ticket, otherwise has a good record, why is it fair that that person has to spend the same amount of money to drive in Virginia as a person who gets a number of tickets or commits a violation, which is actually a crime?
Now, don't freak out if you're not from Virginia. These new fees will only affect Virginia drivers. And you'd be hard-pressed to find one who's unaware of this week's law change.
It's way too much.
The fines are too high.
I think that would do most of us in if we got a fine like that.
That's what most people will tell you. And then there's this guy, Steve O'Mara, who is a courier. He drives for a living and has no complaints about the new fines.
People drive like nuts around here, really.
I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening and enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.